Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origin Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into some really fascinating research on ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Right, and this is big because we're talking about a potential new treatment approach. The study focuses on this investigational drug called DNL343.
So what makes this drug special? What's it targeting?
Okay, so to understand that, we need to talk about something called the integrated stress response, or ISR. Think of it like your cell's alarm system when things go wrong.
An alarm system? Okay. And in ALS, this alarm is, what, going off too much?
Exactly. In ALS patients, researchers found this pathway is chronically activated. And here's the really interesting part. They discovered that a protein called TDP43, which forms these aggregates in like 97% of ALS cases, is actually linked to this stress response.
Wow. 97%. That's almost everyone with ALS. So this TDP43 protein is kind of at the center of things?
Yeah, and it's fascinating because it creates this sort of vicious cycle. The TDP43 pathology activates the stress response, and then that stress response actually promotes more TDP43 aggregation through these structures called stress granules.
So it's like a feedback loop making things worse. And DNL343 breaks that cycle somehow?
Right. DNL343 is what's called an EIF2B activator. Without getting too technical, it inhibits that stress response pathway. The researchers tested it in cell models, in mice, and then in actual clinical trials with people.
And did it work? I mean, what did they find?
Well, the results are kind of mixed but promising. In the preclinical studies, in mice with TDP43 pathology, they saw that DNL343 reduced those stress markers in the brain and temporarily slowed the progression of motor deficits.
Temporarily, though. So not a cure, but maybe slowing things down?
Exactly. And here's what's really important. They took this all the way to human trials. They did a phase 1 study in healthy volunteers and a phase 1b in actual ALS patients. The drug showed good safety profiles. It got into the brain and spinal fluid, and it did reduce those stress response markers in patients.
That's actually pretty remarkable. Going from the lab bench to testing in patients, what about side effects?
The drug was generally well tolerated. Most side effects were mild, things like headache, fatigue, nothing that stopped the trials. And they could measure the drug working through blood tests, which is huge for monitoring treatment.
So where does this leave us? Is this going to be the next ALS treatment?
Well, it's complicated. The early data is encouraging, but they mentioned that in a larger trial, the primary endpoints weren't met after 6 months. So it might not be the silver bullet, but it's opened up this whole new way of thinking about treating ALS through the stress response pathway.
Right, and that's still valuable. Even if this specific drug doesn't pan out, the research itself teaches us something important about the disease.
Absolutely, and the fact that they could show ISR activation in actual ALS patients' spinal cord and spinal fluid, that validates this as a real target. Future drugs might work better, or maybe certain patients will respond more than others.
That's a great point. Personalized medicine, finding the right treatment for the right patient. Well, this has been really enlightening, Jamie. Thanks for breaking down this complex research for us.
Thanks for having me, Alex. And to our listeners, we'll keep following developments in ALS research. Until next time.